5.24. Part 2.
What kinds of things have influenced you as an artist?
I think one of the greatest influences on me was growing up on the banks of the Hudson, which is such a beautiful place in a different light and different times of year. I think that was a main influence on me to want to be a landscape painter. Also, there were lots of paintings in the house where I grew up, and my parents loved painting very much, and also my mother painted some. So I, especially after we all grew up, she painted. So there were a lot of influences on me.
What's your favorite time of day for painting?
Actually, my favorite time of day is sunrise, but I don't always get up in time for that. So early morning and also late afternoon.
Do you have a favorite time of year or season?
Yes, I do, actually. I love to paint in just before the spring, when the air is so crisp and clear and there aren't yet any leaves on the trees, so they can really see down the streets. There's something magical in New York about that time of year around March. And then, of course, when spring comes and the blossoms and the trees start to come out, it's just magical, but it lasts a very short time.
Are there any other cities that you'd like to go and paint in?
Oh, there are thousands of cities I'd love to go to paint in. The ancient cities, the older cities, Paris, Amsterdam, Florence, Venice, many places in Sicily, in Greece. I'd love to go to Turkey and paint on the Mediterranean, and any place where there's antiquity and where there's water or mountains. But it is hard to travel and paint. It's much better to go to one place and settle in and paint for a while in one place to get to really know the landscape. That's what I prefer to do.
What do you think are the pros and cons of an artist's life?
I think to be an artist, usually it requires a lot of sacrifice. And I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's true, because it requires an enormous amount of time. It requires being free to suddenly change your plans at the moment's notice. For example, being a landscape painter is completely insane. I could be going out the door with one painting under my arm to work on it, and the weather could change, and I'd be working on a different painting, or I could have plans with someone and suddenly change them or drop the plans because the weather's right for a particular painting. That's a real big sacrifice in terms of your social life, and also, of course, finances. I tend to put painting before anything else. Well, it's hard to earn money and be a dedicated artist at the same time, I think. They contradict one another to some degree.